This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A controversial election campaign produces something of a non-controversial winner. Prime Minister-elect Nawaz Sharif is looking to form a new government. It will be his third. An unprecedented level of political continuity in Pakistan, but people inside the country might not view it that way. Sharif's party, the Pakistan Muslim League, has a commanding lead in unofficial returns from this weekend's election. Among the controversies in this election campaign has been the reporting of its violence and allegations of corruption. Arif Rafiq is an adjunct scholar at the Middle East Institute. Welcome, Arif.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me on.
So is it continuity that Sharif is once again seeking to form a government? Is that how people in Pakistan would view it? Or is this just a fragile coalition that will continue all of the problems of the past?
No, Pakistanis tend to see this as some sort of continuity in terms of the democratic process and an opportunity for Pakistan to have some type of political stability. Sharif actually performed better than expected in these polls, and he has a majority of National Assembly seats. And so, you know, rather than having what was expected, which would have been a weak coalition government, Sharif actually can form a government on his own with his own party, maybe with a few, by recruiting a few independents. And that will give him some space to engage in some deep and meaningful reforms that Pakistan desperately needs.
In the lead up to this election, the Taliban managed to strike deep into the heart of Pakistan and disrupt numerous election events of one kind or another. There was talk that this was an attempt to strike at secularism inside Pakistan. Any evidence that either that failed or succeeded?
There's no indication. There's no indication that the election violence actually had an impact on whom Pakistanis voted for, because these secular parties that were the primary targets of these militant organizations were actually polling pretty low in public opinion polls, and they were part of the previous coalition government that failed to manage the country's economy. And so, you know, in Pakistan, in terms of looking at previous electoral patterns, what we've seen is anti-incumbent tendency. People tend to punish the incumbent party and vote for the alternative, and that's what they've done this time around. And it's really unclear as to how impactful terrorist violence was in terms of voter choice.
Let's talk about Nawaz Sharif himself. With this victory, does he sort of, grow into this job? And will we see a Nawaz Sharif real vision for Pakistan? He's not, up till now, been a giant on the world stage.
Yeah, he hasn't been a giant on the world stage, but, you know, he had two previous opportunities to run Pakistan in the 1990s, and subsequently he was forced into exile by Pervez Musharraf, who overthrew him in 1999. And during that period of exile, he had an opportunity to reflect on, some of the negative aspects of his tenure. He had a bit of an authoritarian streak. He did not work well with some of the other democratic parties. And he did pursue peace with India, and now he's looking to be a force for stability, peace and stability in the region, and also work on the basis of consensus inside his own country. So I think what we'll see is a Nawaz Sharif who will try to be something like a statesman inside Pakistan and in the region.
And does he have a mandate here? Are these elections deemed free and fair, and will he take that forward?
They're deemed relatively free and fair. And so, you know, there's a bit of an asterisk beside the election results. But at the same time, he has a mandate that's recognized by all of the major parties, including Imran Khan, who was his primary opponent during this election campaign, the world community, the Pakistani media. They've all recognized these elections as being essentially legitimate. So his mandate, both in terms of the election numbers and in terms of legitimacy, is quite strong. And so the onus is on him to deal with Pakistan's many grave challenges, and it remains to be seen as to whether he can actually do that.
And he will certainly take that clout into his relationship with Washington, D.C., always a factor for a leader in Pakistan. Arif Rafiq is an adjunct scholar at the Middle East Institute. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.